We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
We are back, and I'm joined by the Vice President of the United States, allegedly, Kamala Harris. Madam Veeps, we are now a year into this administration, and I think people are wondering, why are we not winning this fight against the pandemic? When will we return to normal? Why is Miranda being such a dick to Steve on the Sex and the City reboot?
So let me start with saying that people
are... I'm bored. With COVID, I'm bored with COVID. I mean, the masks and the mandates.
I don't make the CDC's decisions, but what I will say is we have a vaccine, which has proved to be effective, and boosters.
Girl, how many boosters can I get? I mean, I've had more needles in me than the Donald Trump voodoo doll on Melania's nightstand. Thank you.
We still have a number of people that is in the millions who have not been vaccinated, and we are urging them to get vaccinated.
Well, good luck, because the messaging is all over the place. You know, the far right is taking medical advice from Joe Rogan, and now this whole thing has been politicized on all sides.
We're opening back up, and we are not where we were a year ago.
Well, I hope so, because I have tickets to see Hugh Jackman and the Music Man next week.
I'm sorry, we are thinking about today. I mean, honestly,
this sucks. This sucks.
Not really, this
sucks.
I'm so sick, and it's not from any germ. Just when Delta was on its way out, Omicron. So I'm guessing this mess is long-term. Cause political schmoes fighting with science pros has the country caught somewhere in between. And we don't stand a chance while we're stuck in this dance. It's called the Tango Vaccine. The Tango Vaccine.
The Tango Vaccine.
It's a dark, winding runaway train,
of misinformation
on immunization. So you just pick and choose what you hear on the news, while they schmooze and confuse and campaign.
What a bunch of schmucks.
It's quite a pitiful scene.
Now it's us versus them.
The Tango Vaccine.
The conspiracy theorists despise those elite higher.
I'm not vaccinated.
Arkies. So they post wacky claims they've been magnetized to friggin'.
Explain to me why the key sticks to me.
And the trolls mock the ones who comply, calling all of them.
Not getting that vaccine.
Sheepie. While the polls show they'd rather die,
injecting bleach and drinking.
Peep, peep.
Girl, what's the sitch? Have you been boosted or not?
So, I've done whatever I did, the normal shot, and, you know, that at the end of the day is...
He's boosted.
He's boosted.
Aren't they boosted?
Fucking boosted.
But Fox News said I should run from the shot.
You better run.
You would think we'd agree with... with the damn CDC. How this wind up a partisan plot. Just a few tiny pricks, but some lunatics take their cues from Ted Cruz and Rand Paul.
It's a dance.
And guess who's cashing in on that anti-vax spin?
Hell.
The tiniest pricks of them all.
You're kidding, I can't believe it.
The Tango Vax,
it's a dance.
Civic duties now somehow taboo.
It's such a shame.
While our lives they're protected, they only push ivermectin. Podcasters and quarterbacks.
It's hard to rejoice in my body, my choice, when their choice affects your body too.
Oh yeah, get it?
It's like a pinball machine based on COVID-19. No thanks to Sean or Janine.
Oh, man.
The Tango Vaccine.
I mean, honestly.
I'm sorry, did you want to sing something?
The Republican Party right now is more divided than Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. The big debate is between a small handful of conservatives who think it is wrong to try and steal an election versus the majority of Republicans who say overthrowing democracy is just legitimate political discourse. Well, now Mike Pence has chosen a side.
The former vice president, Mike Pence, rebuked President Trump's insistence that Pence could have rejected the Electoral College results on January 6th.
President Trump said I had the right to overturn the election. But President Trump is wrong. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president.
Ooh, Mike Pence. Standing up to Donald Trump. Hey, look at my guy trying new things for the first time. Next week, Player's going to be having sex with his eyes open. But still, good for Pence. And it's going to be fun watching him endorse Trump for re-election in 2 years. He was right. I should have done it. And next time, maybe I will.
You know, he spent all day practicing that in front of a mirror as Mother patted him gently on the britches. And he didn't stop there. Pence said there's no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Well, if that isn't Stella getting her groove back, I don't know what is. The vice poodle has been unleashed. What a weird turn of events. I thought for sure Melania would dump Trump before Mike Pence did. I guess that means they for sure won't be running together. Who will be his running mate? What if he picks his son, DJ TJ? Can you imagine we have to worry about two Donald Trumps? Don and Donner, but we are getting more shockingly not shocking details about what Trump was up to on January 6th. According to his former press secretary, he was confused as to why members of his staff didn't enjoy watching him rewind his favorite moments from the riots as they happened on TV. Apparently, when he saw something he particularly liked, he'd rewind it and say, "Look how they're fighting for me." That wasn't a joke. Good old Captain Bonespurs. He always loved watching others do the fighting. He really, can you imagine how spectacularly pathetic you have to be to get pleasure from watching that? He probably made Don Jr. and Eric wrestle each other for spaghetti every Friday night. In the end, the White House finally did get him to record a message asking the rioters to stop, but they had to do multiple takes because in the first few, he neglected to tell the rioters to stop, which was the whole point of making the video. Not to mention, he told those people he was going to walk to the Capitol with them. An hour and a half later, he's sitting with his TiVo remote replaying footage of them getting tear gassed. He's a wonderful man, I think is what I'm trying to say. Last week, you know, we were talking about that House committee is looking into the attack on the Capitol, had to tape many of Trump's White House documents back together because he'd just rip them apart. He'd tear briefings, schedules, articles, memos, whatever he got his little orange hands on, he'd rip it up. And he also took official White House documents home. The National Archives had to travel to Mar-a-Lago last month to retrieve 15 boxes of records he wasn't supposed to take, including his so-called love letters from Kim Jong-un, which they found under the mattress of his waterbed. But taking in... This is a violation of the Presidential Records Act. It says, whoever having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, etc., or other thing, willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both, and shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. This is exactly what he did, right? What are we waiting for? Disqualify away. Bring in... Bring in the- the disqualifying squad, for God's sake. Do you know the show The Masked Singer? Okay. Well, the new season doesn't premiere until next month, but the identity of one of the singers has been revealed, and his name is Rudy Giuliani. Right? That's what I said. The guy who's trying to destroy our country, he's singing on a show.
Rudy got fell.
According to Deadline, Rudy was unmasked at a taping of the show last week. Two of the judges, Ken Jeong and Robin Thicke, were so angry they walked off the set. Good. You know, the only people who should be unmasking Rudy Giuliani is the gang from Scooby-Doo, you know? Let's find out who the real traitor is. But Fox, they're not releasing details about which character was Rudy. If you look at it, it's not so hard to figure out. These are the contestants. And this one, zoom in there. Well, that's obviously him. Those were his real teeth, right? How does this even happen? I mean, a lot of people at Fox had to sign off on this. Not one of them was like, hey, maybe we shouldn't have the guy who's under investigation for helping to plot an insurrection singing on our show. Why would Rudy even agree to do this? Did he think he was going to the Masked Singer Landscaping Company? Only Rudy Giuliani would try to overthrow the government, break wind loudly in court, sweat hair dye all over one press conference, have another one next to a dildo store, and then try to rehabilitate his image by singing Shake Your Groove Thing dressed as a pineapple. But the Fox Network really should be ashamed of themselves. They should have another show after The Masked Singer that night called The Masked Executives. All the Fox executives come out in costumes. The one who greenlit this idea takes off the mask and gets voted out of television forever. So the New York Times right now has unmasked new details about the shady ways Rudy was trying to help Trump overturn the election. According to two memos obtained by the Times, Team Trump cooked up an absolutely preposterous plan. They wanted to create a fake slate of electors to replace the people who were assigned to cast the electoral votes for Joe Biden with electors who would cheat and vote for Trump instead. You realize how crazy? Basically, Trump tried to use all the ceremonial parts of the election to overthrow it. It's like he's trying to stab us with a giant pair of ribbon-cutting scissors. And the scariest part of this attempted coup is that it's not just something that's happened in the past. It's ongoing. Some of these nuts who claim the election was stolen are currently running for Secretary of State in their states. That means they would oversee elections in states like Nevada and Arizona and Michigan, which are battleground states. You may remember it was the Secretary of State who refused to let Trump find 11,000 votes in Georgia. And then guess what? The Republican legislature in Georgia voted to censure that man, who by all accounts is a diehard Republican, and remove him as chair of the election board. Then they voted to give themselves the power to take over vote counting in the future. There's a proposal on consideration in Wisconsin right now, which would have had Trump winning 8 of 10 electors in 2020, even though Biden won the popular vote in the state. In other words, the January 6th committee is investigating whether Trump tried to steal the last election while he's trying to steal the next election. And by the way, you know how we could fix this? What if, and I'm just throwing this out there, what if the person who got the most votes in the election won? I mean, think about it. What if we had a system in the United States where it's a little complicated? Let me put this idea up on screen to help visual. These are the voters. Now, let's say this many vote for candidate A and this many vote for candidate B. And then we would add up the total votes for A and the total votes for B. We count the votes. And whoever has more of them is the winner. I know it's tricky, but I feel like there's something there. Because we're all so numb to these revelations now. There could be emails from Trump saying suggesting he eat Biden's face off and graft the face onto his own head so he could be president. Everybody would be like, well, there he goes again. You know, over the weekend, Trump said he would give pardons to the rioters who stormed the Capitol. Well, it turns out, not the first time he floated that idea. In the final days of his presidency, Trump reportedly gave serious thought to issuing a blanket pardon to everyone who supported him in the attack on January 6th. That's him for, you know, he's always looking out for others. One thing you have to say. It says, the story says, Trump asked an aide, do you think I should pardon them? Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think I have the power to do it? And Alexa said, sorry, I'm having trouble understanding right now. He got weirdly specific. One advisor said he wanted to know, is it everybody that had a Trump sign or everybody who walked into the Capitol who could be pardoned? Or is everybody wearing jean shorts that could be pardoned? Maybe we could give out pardons in return for a donation to my campaign. What if we called it Pardon University? It could be like tuition. It was a crazy plan, but you know what they say about those? Sometimes they're so crazy, if you find the right lawyer, they just might work.
Did you or a loved one peacefully protest your way through the windows of our nation's capital last January? If so, you may be entitled to a presidential pardon.
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, presidential lawyer and dildo aficionado. And I want to help you to avoid unfair charges brought against you just because you broke into a federal building to protest something President Trump made up.
USA! USA!
You may be eligible for a pardon if you committed any of the following patriotic acts: stealing a podium from the rotunda, stealing Nancy Pelosi's computer, screaming, wiping your blood on the walls, wiping your feces on the walls, peeing on the walls because you got scared, or trying to hang Mike Pence.
I got maced.
If you believe you've earned a presidential pardon, send a certified check for $10,000 to Rudolph Giuliani and Associates, the Ninth Circle of Hell, zip code 10004.
We're coming for you, Nancy!
Act now, and you'll also receive an official presidential dose of hydroxychloroquine, absolutely free. Warning, may cause death.
I'll get you the pardon you're entitled to. Or, just like President Trump, you pay me nothing at all.
Void where prohibited. Some restrictions may apply. Offer not valid in Alaska, Hawaii, or any of the continental U.S. states.
The Republican Party is having a bit of an internal squabble right now. The party is divided over whether the violent insurrection of January 6th was a violent insurrection or just a lively sightseeing tour of the Capitol. The Republican National Committee, the RNC, has been trying to downplay the attack. They released a statement describing it as ordinary citizens engaged in legitimate political discourse. Just a group of ordinary citizens wearing bearskin and horns, smearing feces on the walls of the Capitol. Just ordinary citizens. So Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell poked his head out from under his shell to counter that statement, offering this very matter-of-fact assessment of what it was.
It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election from one administration to the next. That's what it was.
Well, welcome to the resistance, Emperor Palpatine. Just to show you how far down the crazy hole we've gone, we're now applauding Republicans who are willing to admit that what happened, happened. But there's not just crazy, there's some dumb going, too. Exhibit A tonight is House member Marjorie Taylor Greene. Klan mom was busy defending the stormtroopers on OAN, and while she was at it, took some time to make a rather outlandish claim about Nancy Pelosi.
So everything is completely out of control. Not only do we have the D.C. jail, which is the D.C. gulag, but now we have Nancy Pelosi's gazpacho police.
That's right. If you got cold soup, you better watch it, because Nancy Pelosi's coming for it. These must be the soup Nazis Seinfeld warned us about so many years. And if the gazpacho police get hold of you, they'll throw you right in the goulash. So be very careful.
The gazpacho police. Cup of Goebbels soup. Top Rommel, Lenny Biefenstock. All portrayed in the classic movie, Schindler's Bisque.
No soup for you!
So you know how Trump had a habit of tearing up the documents at the White House, the official documents? He ripped them to pieces. Well, the papyrus has thickened because according to a book written by the highly esteemed Maggie Haberman of the New York Times, the White House engineer, who's kind of the plumber, I guess, would frequently be called in to unclog the president's toilet because he had a habit of flushing papers down it, for real. And of course, it wasn't long before Trump denied the story. Today, Mar-a-Lago put out a statement that said, another fake story that I flushed papers and documents down a White House toilet is categorically untrue and simply made up by a reporter in order to get publicity for a mostly fictitious book. By the way, this mostly fictitious book, he sat with Maggie Haberman for two lengthy interviews in person in Florida, but it's all made up. Haberman was on CNN where she was asked if she was sure that it was Trump who was clogging up the pipes.
His toilet, like no mistaking whose toilet it was.
It was in the pipes. I mean, it was in the pipes. And this was his bathroom, so yes.
I want you to think about the fact that Donald Trump actually had to come out and in writing deny he clogged up the toilet at the White House. This is a conversation you have with your three-year-old. Did you flush papers down the toilet? Not the former president. And it makes sense because, you know, for whatever reason, he is obsessed with toilet flushing.
People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once.
We won't talk about toilets, but you know that's it. The only subject they ever talk about is toilets, so I don't mention it. The headline was Trump with the toilets. Toilets. Sinks, right? Showers. And what goes with a sink and a shower? 10 times, right? 10 times. Bob, not me, of course, not me. But you.
I don't say it, because every time I say it, they only talk about that one. Because it's sort of gross to talk about, right? So I won't talk about the fact that people have to flush their toilet 15 times. I will not talk about it.
All right, well, let's take you up on that. I mean, really, how great would it be if this is what finally brings Trump down? Toilet water. It's toilet Watergate is what it is.
We have an exclusive interview with the only man who knows what the truth is. So we're going to go out live right now to the White House to chat to that man. Sir, I understand that you are the official White House plumber.
That's right. It's me, Carl Schwartz. How you doing?
Well, doing well. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Schwartz.
Uh-huh.
As the White House plumber, we'd love for you to tell us everything you know about Trump flushing documents down the toilets.
All right, let me stop you right there, Chief, okay? Sorry to disappoint you, but I can't. It's the plumber's code.
The plumber's code?
That's right. It's the iron code all plumbers live by. 1, never tell a toilet secrets. 2, always round up the bill. 3, no visible butt crack. I'm trying to break that stereotype. So I'm sorry, but I can't reveal what I know about Trump's toilet, no matter what.
Oh, come on.
All right, fine, I'll tell you. I was in Trump's bathroom almost every day pulling paper out of the toilet. I unclogged so many classified documents, they had to give me top secret clearance. I'm talking CIA briefings, diplomatic cables, the medical experiments that created Rudy Giuliani. Honestly, some of the stuff I didn't understand what it meant. Like, I found this one document that just says nuke Spain ?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You must have been pretty frustrated with President Trump giving you so much unnecessary work.
Are you kidding me? I love President Trump. He made my job more interesting, and he trusted me with our nation's top secrets, unlike certain other presidents who just used the toilet to poop or pee. Obama.
Court documents have revealed that Trump's longtime accounting firm dropped and distanced themselves from their most famous client. The firm, called Mazars, sent a Dear Don letter to the Trump Organization saying, "We write to advise that the statements of financial condition from Donald J. Trump for the years ending June 30th, 2011 to June 30th, 2020 should no longer be relied upon. And we've come to this conclusion based in part upon the filings made by the New York Attorney General, our own investigation, and information received from internal and external sources." In other words, we are not going to prison with you, Mr. Trump. We are... The New York Attorney General and the Manhattan District Attorney have been trying to determine whether the insurers, lenders, and others Trump dealt with were misled about the strength of his finances. Let me save you guys some trouble. They were. Absolutely. Mazars said they could no longer work for the Trump Organization, and I tell you, there's nothing more depressing than getting dumped by your accountant during tax season. It's like getting divorced on Christmas Eve, you know?
If there's any karma in this world, they dropped him for a younger, hotter client.
I like the idea of Donald Trump angrily now setting up a TurboTax account to get his taxes done.
Hi, are you under investigation by state and federal authorities for tax fraud? And your personal accountants for over 10 years have sold you down the river? Then look no further. Manston and Manston Accountants. I'm both of them. We'll represent you, no questions asked, from the comfort of our mobile home office. Do you have a toilet-based filing system? Do your children steal money from a cancer charity? Do you pay off porn stars and then lie about it? Who hasn't? At Manston and Manston, stop honking, I got my blinkers on! We'll take you on as a client no matter what. All we ask in return is a hot lunch and some gas money. So if you have laundered Russian money through 2 failing Scottish golf courses, call Manston and Manston today. And by call, I mean get a hold of my ex-wife. She'll know where to find me.
Manston and Manston, we're two people for carpooling purposes.
A lot of people believe this could be it for Donald Trump. This could be the one. I don't know. How many of the ones have we had now? We've had like 400 or something? Last week, we found out he was flushing documents down the toilet. The week before that, he wanted Homeland Security to seize the voting machines. He's still on the loose. What else do we need to know?
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.